بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. In these few minutes, very quickly, Allah Ta'ala gives us occasions, Allah Ta'ala gives us opportunities, and we need to maximize on these opportunities, on these occasions that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala blesses us with. And one of them is the time of iftar. It is a time when du'as are accepted. Someone queried that what amal should we be doing, what action should we be engaging in. So an excellent ibadat is that of dua as well. It is a means of us strengthening or establishing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in dua a person is talking to Allah ta'ala. Find there are certain people known as Ahlul Dua. They are Mustajabul Da'awat. They make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and the duas are readily accepted in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah, that every mu'min is Mustajabul Da'awat, his duas are accepted. Yes, there are certain exceptions, but otherwise, generally, the mu'min's duas are accepted. Yes, the result of the dua is not sometimes in the form which he wants to see. There are different forms of acceptance from Allah Ta'ala's side. So that is a different issue, but his duas are accepted. So therefore, resort to dua. Establish our relationship with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the link with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When we want to contact someone, we want to establish a link with someone, and then we phone the person, we dial the person, or we send him a mail, or send him a message, or whatever, and you're establishing your relationship, or establishing a link with that person. The link that we establish with Allah Ta'ala is through our salah, is through the tilawat of the Qur'an Majid, is through zikrullah, and is through dua that we establish our link with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So therefore, the ibadat of dua is a very important dua, is a very important ibadat, a very important action and amal. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq. Sometimes there's few minutes in which you cannot engage in other types of duas. Then at that time, engage in this ibadat of dua, this ibadat of communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking of Allah ta'ala. So always needs that we have, whether it's related to our deen, whether it's related to our dunya, whether it is related to our qabr, related to our akhirat. The needs are always there. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. You are in need of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Irrespective of what Allah Ta'ala has given you, sometimes we think that we've got everything. But the reality is that we are still in need of Allah Ta'ala. Maybe there's everything that we have as far as the worldly aspects are concerned, but still there's so much that we need to ask Allah Ta'ala for, whether it is related to our deen, or whether it is related to our qabr life, or whether it is related to the akhirat life. Everyone is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to have this ta'alluq with Allah ta'ala, this relationship and this link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of dua. Engage in excessive dua. And in the khanqa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, there was one person, and when he used to make dua, then his entire dua for that particular session would be just one thing. Say if he's making dua for half an hour or 45 minutes, that half an hour and 45 he'll ask only one thing from Allah Ta'ala, repeatedly. Now we 2-3 times we ask the same thing, then we get tired if we know we're repeating. This, of course, different people, their hal, is different, the condition is different. But this particular person, his hal was this, his condition was this, that when he made dua, then whatever he asked Allah Ta'ala for, he repeatedly, for that entire duration of his dua, he just asked one thing from Allah Ta'ala. Now this is that we will say Allah Ta'ala say manwana, that there was somehow try and get it accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Now when a person is repeatedly begging and asking the same thing, imagine a child asks you something 2-3 times, what happens? He asks you 2-3 times, you know, and after that he asks you again, and then but if the child is persistent, when you say, listen man, you know, there's a beggar that is persistent, he's asking, oh, now even if you don't want to give, you say, take it and go, you know, eventually you get. So the banda and Allah Ta'ala, we are beggars, antumul fuqara, and we are in need, muhtaj of Allah Ta'ala. Show our ihtiyaj, show our need to Allah Ta'ala. Now the way we ask, or the way I ask, do I actually express that type of a need to Allah Ta'ala? This ihtiyaj, you know, this person, you know, like how a person that is, you know, in some problem, and he comes and he begs and he pleads to you, say, please assist me, please assist me. And he'll continue that. Eventually, it'll soften your heart and say, no, listen, okay, so look, he's a needy person. He's a... express that type of need before Allah Ta'ala. Express that type of ihtiyaj before Allah. Ya Allah, our hands are raised, but the qalb is ghafil. The qalb is not present. We just sometimes lip movement, and because we know the du'as by heart, so we are just reciting those du'as. But the mind and the heart are not present in the du'a. So when the du'a is being made, let the mind and heart be present. And express that, you know, that ihtiyaj and that need, and that you are dependent on Allah Ta'ala for everything, and that you are in need, you are a beggar before Allah Ta'ala, and then see you, that Allah Ta'ala gives it to you or doesn't give it to you. The problem is that we don't ask Allah Ta'ala, whatever our needs are, irrespective, even if it is worldly needs, to this extent that even if a person needs a shoelace, ask Allah Ta'ala. The problem is that we embarrass ourselves by asking the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. The door which we ought to knock and which we ought to be at and ask, where there is no embarrassment. In fact, the halat and the condition is this, that Allah Ta'ala becomes displeased with the person who doesn't ask. And the person who asks Allah Ta'ala, irrespective of how many times you ask Allah Ta'ala and what time you ask from Allah Ta'ala, there is no offense. Someone comes to my door, one or 2 in the morning, and knocks at the door and he says, I'm asking for a tumbler of water or a cup of tea. What am I going to tell him? Wouldn't I become upset? See, you are disturbing my sleep just for a glass of water or just for a cup of tea. Couldn't you just go to the tap and just... Now imagine we're sitting here in Itikaf, someone comes and wakes you up, say, listen, I just want a cup of... Someone is not sitting, someone is in Sunnat Itikaf, and someone is in Nafil Itikaf. So the person from the Sunnat Itikaf comes to the Nafil Itikaf and tells him, listen, go and bring me a half tumbler of water. See? What would be my condition? And I'm in a deep sleep, and beyond that, if I'm enjoying the best of dreams, and the person who got me up from that, if he's a person like me, then he'll hear some flowery language to me. So, but Allah Ta'ala, who is Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala is Malikul Mulk. Everything belongs to Allah. And from that Allah Ta'ala, what you're asking? You're asking a shoelace. And there's no offense. You go ask a king, tell him, listen, I want a shoelace. What will the king himself and those that are around him, what they'll think of you? Hey, couldn't you go somewhere else? Why are you embarrassing the king, coming right all the way here just to ask him for a shoelace? The court of Allah Ta'ala is not that. This, the most insignificant thing, the smallest thing that you need and require, was ask Allah Ta'ala. And at any time, the doors, because لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ, there is no sleep, there is no slumber that overtakes Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is there. اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. You ask me and I will give. Yes, as we've mentioned, that the forms of acceptance are different. So however, this ibadat of dua does engage. In fact, it's now supposed to be time for dua, but however, to give us some targhib for dua, and even during the course of the day, when sometimes, in fact, to this extent that at night, early part of the morning, the eyes just open. The person hasn't got the courage to get up and make dua. Whilst in that position, whilst sleeping, make dua. Just even mention Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli, that is a dua. The person doesn't even have to get up and be in the condition of taharat to make dua. How easy is that? Hasn't Allah the tahajjud, it is time of acceptance of duas. And they, of course, the ideal is to get up, perform salah, and then raise your hands before Allah Ta'ala. But a person is unable to do that for whatever reason, even if it's due to laziness, even if it is due to laziness, and the person's eyes opened at that part of the morning. But how difficult is it just to say, Allahumma ghafirli, Allahumma ghafirli, Allahumma, what is this? This is dua. So let us not shy away from this, and let us not lose these opportunities that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, especially in this Mubarak month. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us a tawfiq of engaging in dua and showing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that we are in need of Allah. Let us not behave in such a way that we our actions or ways or attitude, you know, it exhibits that, you know, we are not in need, na'udhu billah, of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, the barakat from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you, bless all of us with tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.